Kay Fakara, Book 17, Just a Joke, by Kurd Knudsen. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Kara, favorite color, light blue. Favorite food, lasagna. Favorite school subject, art. Loves to read. Rose, favorite color, pink. Favorite food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie, favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. The New Game. Kara is sitting at her table in the classroom. It is quiet, and they are all writing things down in their notebooks. They have had substitute teachers all week. Their teachers, Karen and Peter, are attending a seminar. Hamid and Lucas are pushing each other. The substitute teacher keeps shushing them. Kara is afraid to even look up from her book. She does not know the substitute teacher that well. They have only had her once before. Her name is Benta, and her hair is grey. She's wearing big gold jewellery, but her perfume smells lovely. It is almost like the one Kara's grandmother wears. Suddenly, Hamid lands on the floor because Lucas gives him an extra hard push. Ouch! Hamid yells, but he is smiling. Benta stands up. Hey, you two, she says. You have to sit still. Lucas laughs and helps Hamid up. Sorry, he says. His cheeks are red. Benta goes to Lucas's table. I think it's best if you sit at the desk with me, she says, shaking her head while she smiles, just so you don't disturb the other students. But it was a joke, Lucas says. I know, Benta smiles, but she points to a chair next to her. Kara bows her head. She would be embarrassed if she had to sit next to the substitute teacher. Hamid bows his head as well. The class goes quiet after Benta and Lucas sit down. Lucas sighs deeply and stares into his notebook. A bit later, Hamid is once again moving around in his seat. He turns towards Kara. Hey, he whispers. Do you know this game? Hey, Benta says and looks up from her book. You have to be quiet. She sends Hamid and Kara a stern look above her glasses. You can download it for free, Hamid whispers. Kara holds her breath. Benta stands up. She looks at Hamid and points to her chair.